Yep, yep, yep.
I jumped the gun, but...
Oh.
That's fine. It's a problem for me.
Yep, yep, okay. Yep, 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 yep. Too low, mm-hmm, too low, mm-hmm. Too low. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Is that better? That's better, I think. Mm-hmm. Bong. Aha. Okay, I like those. I like the looks of that better. All right. It was way down at like 50-something. Can't do 50.
It does seem low. Too low is bad.
Yeah, that's why I crank it up.
I did open it, right? Oh, okay, there we go. Old Man Sartad for the win. I love the way they hide behind their bottom lips.
You do.
Oh, Ian, have you seen the latest terrible celebrity reality show?
No, I've seen none of them, and I will probably not see any of them, but I'd like to hear about it, so tell me.
This one is, it's a bunch of not famous people who are related to famous people.
Oh, yeah, I saw a commercial for this.
We throw them in a house. They are hosted by two of the Jonas Brothers, not Joe, and they have to figure out who the other people's famous relatives are. So each week, the people on the show vote for someone to be the quote unquote guesser. That you don't want that. That's bad. Because then you have to pick one of your celebrity friends, non-celebrity friends, say who their famous celebrity relation is. If you get it right, they get booted off the show. If you get it wrong, you have to reveal your secret and you get booted off the show. Winner gets like $100,000. You were given clues, kind of like the mole style.
All right, you've slowly won me back.
So, like, you started out the first day, like, you had to give, like, two truths and, like, one lie. So you'd be like, oh, the famous person's my grandfather. You know, that could be true or not. You know, they're famous for being an actor. You know, like, with your, and then you could, you know, if those two were true, then you could lie about a third fact. And then the very first, I don't want to ruin it if you want to watch it, but, you know.
I'll give it a try before I totally.
Check out the first episode.
Yeah. And I'll probably give it more of a try than, see, because I'm not... Yeah, see, now I feel like I have to give it a try. Thanks a lot, Craig.
But yeah, it's Kevin Jonas.
I told
Jonas.
You I would give that other show a try, and I didn't, because it sounds terrible.
Which one? They're all terrible.
I don't want to see Diamond Dallas Page as a C-list superhero. Who cares? Why would you try to get me to watch that?
That show was actually good. It was so bad, it was great.
No way. It's not happening. Now, we've already started recording, so I'm going to try to keep my... profanities to a minimum, and by minimum I mean zero. So maybe I should wait until after the show to bring this up, and this definitely will set Ray's evening off to a bad tone.
Oh.
So Craig, what do you think about Arkershire Stadium?
You watch Pittsburgh Dad once in a while, right?
No.
Oh. On YouTube there's this guy Pittsburgh Dad.
Oh, I'm aware. Between you and Mike Dunn?
Yeah.
It's the funniest guy who's ever lived, and watch YouTube for entertainment, but continue.
As soon as I heard that announcement, I heard the entire spiel that he was going to have in his episode before he even recorded it.
Nice.
Like, I can hear it in my head. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to head there down at their Acrisure Stadium, you know? And I heard the whole thing, and he put out his episode, and I watched it today, and it was everything I wanted. And nope, just like Star Lake was always Star Lake. Heinz Field's always going to be Heinz Field. The people who blew all their money giving it to name it, they can suck it. They can go back to Michigan. They can and just thanks for the donation to the Steelers franchise.
So as far as you know, the Pirates play in Three River Stadium?
Well, Three River still existed. No, when you build a new park, that's it. You got it. You own it forever now. There's no name changes. It'll be Heinz Field forever.
I don't know how that works. So, and I'm not that in need of details right now. It's well after 9 o'clock. Let's start this show before I have to watch another Emo Phillips video.
All right, let's move forward. Greetings, true believers. Welcome to the 346th installment of the Postal Warriors 3. I'm the Woolly One. I'm Craig. We got Sneaky Meat 15. That's Ian. And we got Old Man Chaos 72.
Mm-hmm.
Happy birthday to the old man.
Thanks. I'm the old man of the podcast.
That's right. That's right. Little birthday.
Don't worry. He can still kick, stretch, and kick.
That's right.
I celebrated having my 50th birthday by... going and getting my qualified booster shot now that I'm Way too old.
Now that you're a senior citizen.
Right.
Just think of the savings at the movie theater.
I know.
I got that one time by accident.
Coffee at McDonald's.
And it was great.
I was watching a PUBG streamer, and they said something about age, and I'm like, you know, I had to mention, I just, because they're turning 30, like, later in the week, and I'm like, yeah, that's okay, I'm 50, and people chimed in, they're like, did you get your AARP card yet? And I'm like, shut up.
That's not until 55, give me a break.
Yeah, come on. I was saddened earlier at the end of last week when, yet again, you know, each year we get our like pension report. Just, you know, here's how much money you maybe perhaps will get in the future when you're, you know, when you leave working here.
Right.
And every year I look at it and it tells me that I have to work there until 2035. And I just get so sad. I'm like, oh, that's so far away. So far.
Did you put in a phone call to Jonathan Lawson, Ray?
I don't know who that is.
He is your Colonial Penn representative for your $9.95 a month plan.
Nice.
I most certainly have not.
The rate locks in for your whole life. How could you pass that up?
Yeah, if you told me I had to call Wilford Brimley, I would have been right on top of that.
Yeah, right.
And are you worried if there are any medical questions? Because there aren't.
I'd even call if I was promised that the person on the other end would try their best to sound like Wilford Brimley.
His first question is, do you have... Diabetes?
Well, that's okay, because there's no medical questions and no follow-ups.
You've seen that commercial way too many times.
I feel like I led with I'm a stay-at-home dad that has a lazy evening part-time job, so I've seen lots of Price is Right.
Nice.
I see that commercial minimum 4 times a day. As a matter of fact, I feel like if I were ever walking around Philadelphia and I saw Jonathan Lawson on the street, I could identify him and take a selfie with him.
Oh. I mean, just like if I'd ever see, you know, Marcus and Mac walking down the street somewhere, because, you know, I know how to call them on the Hurt Line.
Nah, Edgar Snyder's my forever attorney.
Because he's a lich.
Yeah.
That dude is the most undead I've ever seen of any person.
So that brings up lots of things, and it's gonna, it's 9/11. I should not, you can't derail the show before it begins. That's not healthy. Never mind. I'll bring it up after the show when we're making small talk.
All right.
But remind me about liches. It's important.
Okay.
Okay.
Did you watch through Stranger Things? Is that where this is going?
No, not at all. Okay. Totally unrelated.
All right. This is the week of 7/13 through 7/20. Over in your 5-day four-star crash. Yeah. That was a lame crash right there. It's quiet.
Sorry.
Really?
Man.
No, did my explosion not come through?
No.
Huh.
Yeah, I don't know what happened, but it did not.
I heard dead
I'm
silence.
I'm sure it'll be in the recording, but we did not hear your explosion.
Yeah, Discord's just censoring us.
Know that Ray made an explosion noise, everybody.
Hmm.
It was awesome.
All right. All right, on the 6th, we had talked last week about Mysterio versus Spider-Man. I don't think you had tried it yet. Did you, Mysterio?
I did try it, and I struggled, but I think I got it in the end.
Good.
There was something, like, he was set up in a way that even if he was undercut... Does he turn invisible?
Yes?
Yeah, does
yeah,
he?
I think, or at least for a couple turns.
Yeah.
He's got, like, a purple that gives him, like, a 2 or 3 turn invisible, and that helped a lot. That and keeping yellow at bay, I think I was eventually successful.
Alright. On the 11th, then, we switched over to Wolfsbane versus Dazzler.
Yeah.
That should have been a fairly easy victory.
For a 3-3-0?
Dazzler's not very good.
Dazzler's not very good.
Not.
It turns out, once again, Rend.
Yep.
Rend turns you invisible. So all you have to do is deny green so she can't sound blast you through your invisibility.
Sure.
And then you can slowly chew your way through her throat with your red.
Nice.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. So I did in fact get that successfully accomplished.
Coming up number next, it's Mr. Lover.
Shaggy?
That's right.
Who's Shaggy?
Bombastic, Mr. Fantastic.
Let me get up the infographic. Hang on.
Mr. Fantastic, Mr. Lover.
Oh! I was going through the whole thing in my head. I was like, Mr. Bombastic? Is that what we're calling Teenage Nuclear Warhead now? Yes. Yes, you mean Jim Kelly from Enter the Dragon.
Yes.
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
Man, that movie's so good.
It is. Super good. You're fully covered there. I'm confident you can take that one down.
Me too.
All right. Storyland, Strange Sights is running. Patch Puck, Moon Knight there. Placement is Hulkling and some $5 Chuck. That'll be followed up by Operation Spider Silk, She-Hulk, Hulkling, Chuck. Placement there is the brand new, not surprising Gorgor. And Age of Apocalypse, Magneto. That's followed up by Infinite Pursuit. Mystique, Gorgor, Magneto. Placement is to be determined with some Garganto shards. And then, Ian, just for you, on the 21st, and we're looking way far ahead at this point. However, on the 21st, there's a brand new Gorgor boss event.
Ooh. Oh! So, do I need him to progress in that event? Because I don't have any yet.
I'm assuming it's going to be some ubered up version of him that we have to fight.
Oh, nice.
So, I'm hoping that'll be fun. We like boss events.
Yeah, new boss events. Always exciting.
Yeah.
And only people with the Thor tags are the ones who were boosted?
Maybe.
Eddie God? You know, you got to get Ares in there.
All right. Yep.
The Storm count?
Wow. No, she is not actually a god. She's just a mutant.
Okay.
In PvP land, the Soul Season's still running. Jaws of Victory is running. Rocket and Groot, Loki, Gator there, Valkyrie, and Thanos shards. That'll be followed
up by... Does God Emperor Doom count in this speculative world?
He should.
Cool. I'm probably going to go with no.
Probably not, but he should.
Yeah. I can't argue with that. It's in the title. I mean, Scrapper 142 is that after that. So the news, let's talk about the new character. Gore the God Butcher. Straight out of Compton.
Seriously.
When someone asks if you're a god, you say yes.
Unless it's Gore, then say no.
Right.
Not at all. But yes, I did get a chance to glance at this, so, but I don't want to, step on your bit. So tell us all about
He is a four-star
Polaris Butcher.
With, again, some of those new affiliations, because he is a villain, godlike, cosmic, and non-human.
Hmm.
So I'm curious to see where they're going with some of these new affiliation types.
Yeah.
All right, so what do we got here? What colors is he? Black, yellow, purple. Black power, Edge of Spite and Shadow. 9 black. Deal a little bit of damage to random enemy for each of the Gore Shadow minions on the board. Then if the target has less than 20% health remaining, just kill them outright. Punisher shoots you in the head style. Otherwise, he deals damage equal to 10% of the target's maximum health, ignoring strike and protect tiles. That's pretty strong. When you go up in level, when you get up to level 5... you down the target if it's at 25% health or less. And if that doesn't kill them, you take away 20% of their maximum health. That's pretty good right there.
Mm-hmm.
Was that the black you said?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The yellow power, 7 yellow, Nightmare Fuel. Create 3 2-turn fortified Shadow Minion repeater tiles, maximum of 3, that deal some damage to a random enemy. Passively, at the start of the battle, he creates 2 2-turn fortified Shadow Minion repeater tiles. For each of his shadow minions on the board, he takes 5% less damage from enemy matches and abilities while one of the more of these shadow minions is out there. He takes no extra damage from enemy strike tiles. That's powerful. Whenever one of Gore's shadow minions is destroyed, he gains 2 yellow. When you're up at level 5, he's taking 10% less damage from enemy matches and abilities while ignoring those strike tiles. That's pretty good. Can't argue that. The purple power, this is a passive. Your own weapons. At the start of the battle, and whenever an enemy places more than 6 strike attack or protect tiles, I'm looking at you, Rocket.
Rocket Groot, Beta Ray Bill?
Yeah.
The little Polaris? Yeah, this seems like it's meant to undo that.
At the start of the turn, Gore converts all new enemy tiles of those types into basic tiles, dealing damage per tile and increases his match damage by this total, evenly divided among his tile strengths.
Oh, okay.
Gore then creates a 4-turn countdown tile, dealing damage equal to a multiplier of the converted total match damage. At level 5, you're activating on if they put 3 special tiles out on a turn, it's creating a 3-turn countdown tile, dealing damage equal to 3 times what you convert. So all 3 of these powers seem pretty good.
Yeah.
They do. I mean, obviously that last one is kind of niche.
Right.
So unless you are specifically building a counter to that meta, it sounds like a 5-5-3. But his final power is a decent power.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's going to see, I'm assuming, a lot of play in PvP.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, think that's the hope, and I suspect you are correct.
Yeah.
I don't know which I would lower, though, black or yellow. Like, that's a hard choice.
You ain't wrong. I think I would probably opt for more damage reduction than the extra 5% downing.
I'm probably wrong, but I'm just going to I'm going to start with a 4-4-5.
Right.
Just for the meme, if nothing else.
Right. I don't know. That looks pretty good. So I'm curious to see how that plays out. He's in placement rewards for Operation Spider Silk. As we said, his Welcome to Shield event starts on the 17th. That'll get you tokens to the Gore and Foes Vault. He's in progression rewards for Infinite Pursuit. And in the Waking Nightmare Boss event featuring him, that will get you the new Mighty Thor progression covers there. Covers in progression.
Nice.
Is the correct words.
Go ahead. I also would mention that I'm very happy that we finally got another yellow, black, purple character. That is by far the shortest list. There were only 6 yellow, black, purple characters. Now there are 7.
Yeah, and this one seems pretty strong.
Yeah.
It could fill out a lot of those, multicolor teams.
I would have to go and look. You're right. That does seem like a rare build. Is that a Kingpin Green Goblin build?
It is Green Goblin. It's also Blonde Widow, Cloak and Dagger.
Oh, yeah.
Emma Frost, Kingpin, and the Alligator Loki.
Nice.
Oh, he seems like the best of that lot.
Yeah.
From first look.
I mean, Goblin's useful, but I think he's going to overtake Goblin easily.
Yeah.
As the best.
Where are we at? In the Scrapper 142, there's some shards in placement there. And then the PvP is Butcher's Block from the 17th to the 20th. Rewarding tokens to the Gore and Foes Vault. Said vault runs the 17th to the 22nd. In there is Gore, Valkyrie, and Arando. So that's what's coming at you. Gorgor, the God Butcher. Gorgor. Gorgor.
I feel like we've already created work for Ray, but is there any chance, Ray, that we can get anywhere from 3 to 5 seconds of that song before Greg goes into the character description?
I don't know. I will have to check.
Let us summon him!
Okay.
Okay, I pasted a video into the chat.
Yeah! Sorry, I can feel all of my misspent youth just rushing back into my body and filling me with warm feelings when I look at this video.
Yeah. Good times.
Yeah.
What else we got here? Was there anything in the what's new that I need to bring up? I think the only thing that was important in the what's new in July is that new boss event, coming on the 21st. Yeah. Any other news? It's Arts Fest week here in State College.
Oh, that's popular.
Yeah.
I took a quick walkabout today to look at the food carts to see what I might want to eat, the next couple of days.
Oh, yeah. Now, is...
Ian, there's a crepe cart just for you.
Oh, I love crepes.
Yeah.
And it's a sweet or savory situation, or do I have to commit to one or the other?
I did not look all that closely, but it seemed to have lots of options.
Okay. Well, I won't be in town, and I won't get to enjoy it, but okay. I'm glad it exists. What was I thinking? As far as food goes, is it restricted completely to Allen Street now, or do they just crop up wherever they want, or...
You always have, a chicken on a stick guy is always in front of the library there.
Yeah.
A lot of the food carts are now in that parking lot right beside the football field, the high school field.
Nope. I couldn't even begin to guess.
And then I
understand what you're saying, though.
Yeah. And then some more are the next street down, which is Nittany Ave. There's some down there.
Okay. Well, that's fun.
But yeah, I don't think they're anywhere else. Yeah. I think you have to pretty much be on that Allen Street corridor to get to the food cart.
To get the food?
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree.
But
good luck with that. Hopefully you are able to navigate it successfully like you have every year for the last 30.
Yeah, today was the always, semi-pointless kids day where a bunch of kids sold a bunch of crap to other kids. And then they cleared out so the real vendors could set up. So that's fun. I don't have any other news locally or otherwise.
I got it. Like I said, I'll save mine for the end of the show.
All right.
Depending on how our timing goes.
Gotcha. This week... on It's Always Sunny in Xandar, Karnak solves the bathroom problem.
All right, let's see what this feller's up to. I think he's useful because I see him show up in, sorry, okay, so I'm on a wiki page that will explain Karnak to me so I can explain it to you. And I paused the automatically starting video above it. And where I have paused the video unintentionally is, it appears to be a Natalie Portman doing press for Love and Thunder. And the outfit she is wearing is so confounding. It's just a regular pink t-shirt, but where her chest is, there are two circles cut out and replaced with lace doilies.
What?
I don't know how to share a video. I don't know how to find this interview, but on Karnak's page on the Marvel Puzzle Quest wiki, there's a Natalie Portman is doing press for Love and Thunder, and she's wearing a top that is a pink shirt. And yes, I knew everybody here is better at the internet than I am. Look at that.
Huh?
That's something.
I just keep looking at that, trying to tell you about Karnak, and it's going nowhere fast.
That's interesting wardrobe choice.
I do think I said it best when he said, "Oh dear."
That's like a Megan situation there. Why are you looking there? Why are you looking there?
Oh no, I don't think Natalie Portman did it unintentionally or would be offended at all. She's like, go see my movie. Hypnosis. And I was like, all right, just kidding. I'm going to wait 2 months because it'll be on Disney Plus. And I'll be sad then.
Well, yep.
But it might be good. I don't know. I'll give it a chance. I love Thor. Here we go. Karnak. He is a black, red, and blue character. He's a 4-star. His black ability, part one. It's called Find the Flaw. It's passive and costs 0 black AP. At the start of his turn, if one does not already exist, create a strength 32 protectile. 4 turns after the battle starts, convert 1 black basic tile to critical tiles, and turn this power into exploit the flaws. As he levels up, it becomes 2 critical tiles, and the strength of the tile is 333. Then it switches to exploit the flaw. All match damage dealt by Karnak is increased by 140%, and that goes up to 560%. Shatter. It's red. It costs 10 AP. Deal 176 damage and choose 2 basic or critical tiles to destroy. If a critical tile is chosen, Karnak instead destroys the 8 tiles surrounding it, dealing 325 additional damage. Those scale up to 1625 as far as damage and destroy 6 tiles. Selected critical tiles deal 3,249. Lastly, Probing Strike costs 8 blue AP. It deals 509 damage to the target and converts 1 basic tile to a critical tile. That scales up to converting 3 basic tiles to critical tiles and dealing 2,886 damage. Now, I feel like if I ask you, you guys might have a build for this guy because he seems somewhat popular in PvP, and I think he's a pretty viable character. As a matter of fact, I think he's my favorite at 4-star at the moment because I'm trying to get him to the end. Am I right to be doing that?
Yeah, he's really strong.
I thought so. It seems like he's a master of the critical tile.
Yeah, he really is. And I mean, coming from like playing with 5-stars, that critical tile just becomes ridiculously more powerful because sure, the match damage is so high. But even with some of the better damaging 4-stars, I mean, he is a solid character. I don't know. Craig and I both have the same build, weirdly enough.
That means it's wrong.
It is okay. Not the most popular build.
Again, the way you were describing him, I feel like it would depend on how I'm using him. Because yeah, if I'm teaming up with other 5-stars, that increased match damage doesn't seem great for him, but right, if I'm, you know, it seems better if he were up against other 4-stars. Tell right me more.
I don't really know if I have too much more.
Okay. Yeah. So I was going to say, you guys avoided Shatter.
Right.
5-3-5, huh? Interesting. That sounds reasonable. We will see.
I did learn looking up on him that while he's a member of the royal family, was never actually exposed to the Terrigen Mist.
Oh, tell me more.
Apparently his older brother or some such had a bad reaction to the mist or something and died.
Okay.
So his parents did not expose him to Terrigen Mist, so he's just, you know, learned kung fu techniques. That's where his exploit the flaw and such comes from. He actually has no superhuman powers.
Oh, wow. So his ability to see the flaw in everything is just something
being one with, not one, a power? With, one with the universe, I guess, by, you know, learning kung fu.
Right on. Yeah. Well, good job, Karnak.
Yeah.
And bad job, Natalie Portman. All right. Well, that's what's always sunny in Xandar. Karnak.
Willie, what do you got in the mailbag?
Not too much. Apparently nobody listened last week when we told them that if they were going to vote weirdly, that they had to post some sort of fanfic about it, because nobody did that. But we did get over on the Reddit. Brawny216 said, just curious, have we always been missing out on the sound check routine of Craig shouting, thrip the pow? Or was that a one-time thing?
That was just last week. That was just, you know. It is funny, though, every time I hear it when Ian, you know, does it.
Right.
What the pow?
He also said, I like the name Doc Thor for the new 5-star Thor. I don't know that we settled anything. Yeah?
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Well, there you go. That might be it.
They call me Dr. Thor.
The only other comment I got, and I have no idea what this is referring to, but it's the only other comment I got, so I figured I'd mention it. I have no clue on Reddit said, ah, yes! That's it.
That's it?
That's it. I don't know what they're referring to or why, but they're very happy. So, you're welcome.
Sweet.
Okay.
I don't know if I want to ask for exposition or if I want that to be a forever mystery.
Yeah, I'm okay. I think it's humorous that way, too. So, in any case, no fan fiction. So, you know, we'll get to the winner in a bit here. But, that's what we got. Thanks, Billy.
Thanks, Billy. Once again, then, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to pump.
We just want to pump.
You up.
You up. All right. So, before I get too far into this, I need to check with Craig and Ray and our listeners. Did Comedy Central, or, you know, maybe they're part of Paramount. Sorry. I'm trying to figure out why I can't watch South Park anymore and it's only on Paramount Plus. What is up with that? Does South Park, the series, exist on Paramount Plus or on Comedy Central? And
Matt and
Paramount
Trey.
Paramount Plus does the movie events?
Yes. Matt and Trey signed a big deal with Paramount, and the, like, movie-type events for South Park are all supposed to be on Paramount, but I believe the normal series will still continue on Comedy Central.
Okay. Has the normal series aired at all in the last 3 years?
Yeah, they had... that was a special. I don't know, I'm trying to think. I know there was the COVID special.
Yeah, post-COVID special.
There was
special.
The post-COVID special.
Right.
I don't know, how many years ago has it been since Integrity Farms spun up?
they had episodes earlier in the year.
There you go. See, everybody says it was in March. You missed it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, I'm glad they're back.
Kind of. It was like hit and miss. They're just kind of random, but...
Okay. Well, I guess I will consider that curiosity satisfied and tell you guys about the boosted 3 stars. Hawkeye. Hawkeye's pretty good. He's a couple of his... Most of his blue will be boosted, depending on how far through the quiver you've made it. Because boomerangs also increase damage, increase strike tiles, I believe that generates. And I've never used his black before. What does No Good News do?
That's the healing, one where maybe? It's the one where he dives across the screen naked and you get some healing.
Yeah, I just want to know what it does. I know what the animation is.
Okay.
But he's not fully nude. He's got a picture of himself.
Yeah.
Iron Man. Has he been boosted for, like, the last 3 weeks? I feel like I've talked about him a disproportionate amount.
Oh.
Blue AoE is boosted. Red direct damage is boosted. Star-Lord, the Milano will do extra damage. Thanos, Court Death, dealing out extra damage. Vision's Head Beam and blue AoE will be boosted. Carnage. We've moved on to the 4 stars. More AoE from the red, bigger attack tiles for his for both sides with the black, and more damage per tile destroyed with the green. Drax, recently reworked. Maybe he just got reworked in my mind. Was he recently reworked?
He was reworked.
He was reworked.
Yeah, I feel like he used to, like, disappear off the screen and then come back and stab you, but he does that less, and he does a little more damage.
He used to do the thing where he would sit there and do nothing until the other team fired a special power.
Yeah, I remember that. He would leap from the shadows and be like, stab! And then you'd be like, oh, that's what you were waiting on this whole time?
Exactly.
Nice. Bigger strike tiles with his secret weapon, slice and dice, more damage, destroyer, more damage. Star-Lord, the 4-star variety, is also boosted. So, more sleight of hand and oldest trick in the book damage, and that is all for him. 4-star Thanos is also boosted. I like this, for some reason. This mirroring effect that is going on. So he's, doing more damage with his green and more damage with his black. And Venom is boosted this week. Yellow deals more damage, as does his symbiotic fury. Boosted 5 stars for the week. Hela is boosted. Larger strike tiles out of her red, stronger attack tiles out of her black, and more damage from her green. Jessica Jones appears to be boosted. Red damage is increased, as well as the black damage, and then those awesome trap tiles from her blue are going to deal tons and tons of damage. The Scarlet Witch is boosted. Only her green repeater damage will see any changes there. And Yellow Jacket is boosted. So more damage from his green, more healing from his black, and more damage when invisible from his blue. So let's see what Samurai has to say about these folks. 4-star players. You're playing Operation Spider Silk to get the first taste of Gore the God Annoyer. There's a ton of shield minions, and most of their abilities trigger Star-Lord's yellow, so he's a great support for a lot of 4-stars that unfortunately aren't boosted this week. You'll also get some use out of Carnage Medusa this week. Fair. 5-star players. Hela and Jessica Jones will be serviceable. Switch being boosted means a ton of her and Colossus in PvP, but fear not. You'll also see a lot of Yellow Jacket because the AI is insane good at figuring out how to make him permanently invisible. So, there you have it. Listen to me now and believe me later. That's who's boosted this week. Thanks, as always, to Mystify.
All right, let's head over to the Akrishir Arena, where last week the Stranger faced off against John Jameson. Ray, how did that go?
It went well. Who you expected actually did win. However, that would be the Stranger. However, the votes were 2-3. Like, Wolfman Jack really, really had some favor going into this. But in any case, the Stranger did manage to pull it out.
All right.
All right.
Who's going first this week?
I don't want to try to influence anybody, but I think Ray should go at all. Like, I can say the name of my character, and then that's it.
Well, these characters are in-game, so people should know these characters.
I think you are fearlessly underestimating the power of Quack Fu.
Now, I will tell you in my heart, Howard the Duck is probably the greatest film that came out in 86. I would hazard to say that. I don't know what other movies came out then, but I'm going to say that this movie's better. And his appearance in the MCU was fantastic. His appearance in this game was fantastic. he's a duck that's the size of a small human.
Hey, just remember, he got to do something in that movie that others of us would have liked to have done. Just saying.
Oh, yeah. Wait. In the Marvel movie or in his movie?
In his movie.
Yes. Fine. Totally support that.
Yeah.
Again, one of the many things that makes that movie magnificent. Mm-hmm. But, and now, what movie did he show up as an end credit sequence in?
Oh boy, he was in the collector's storeroom there.
Yeah, no, that's so it was later. No, was it Infinity War or Endgame where everything else in the collector's thing exploded and Howard was like, I'm fine.
Yeah.
I think that was so, that had to be Infinity War, I think.
Yeah, so that's got to say something for his durability, but beyond that, I don't love his chances against that sword that Rey's character has.
The Black Knight. That's right. Percival of Scandia with the ebon blade. I mean, come on. He's a duck.
He is the master of Quack Fu.
I cut his head off.
Quack Fu, you can't touch him.
I can't die, so...
So I'm only partially related. There is a very short list of movies that came out in 1986. My claim is very false.
I was going to say, I was willing to bet against
it. I am deeply sorry for making that claim. I thought I could off the cuff it and might get lucky, but even in this super short list of other movies, I think 100% of the movies, save one of them, that is listed here, only because I have not seen one of them. Not as, despite what you'll think, has anything to do with Craig. I've just never seen Top Gun, but yeah, Labyrinth is better. Platoon is better.
Labyrinth is not
Three Amigos
better.
Is better. What is that?
Labyrinth is not better.
Labyrinth is awesome.
Labyrinth is decidedly better.
No.
It's a hunt. It's got the power, dude.
Uh-huh.
Now, these Big other Trouble in Little China.
Yeah, these other
one
movies
of the
on that list.
Films ever made.
Yeah, those are all fine. I'm down with that.
Short Circuit? I'm not sure if that holds up, but that movie is
Wow,
excellent.
That's very troublesome in the casting department now these days. You really can't, you know, have white guys play Indian people.
You can't
people
have robots
accidents.
Anymore. That's not PC. Yeah. They prefer to be called AI.
Johnny number five alive.
I mean, Cobra was that year, so, you know.
Oh, that's a good movie, too. Oh, man.
But
right,
I mean,
I
don't know. If,
my outrageous claim.
I don't know if we've actually hit the big ones, but Aliens, Platoon. I mean, come on.
I said that. Yeah.
Oh, Highlander was that year, too?
Was
Holy
it?
Holy smokes. That's what Prondek's saying.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it
and,
was.
And yeah, they did mention Star Trek IV, and man, I love me Star Trek IV so much. I love
oh,
the whale.
American Tale.
The whale episode is just so good.
You're wrong about that, but I did like that movie. Like, it's not as good as you think it was, but...
It's the second best Star Trek movie.
Anyway, Black Knight and Howard.
Howard the Duck, getting it done.
Here's my, I'm going to put a, yeah, whatever. What's it called? I'm going to post something in Discord, and all you have to do is react.
Some little emojis, and people are going to click them. Good things will happen.
Yeah, just click on the reaction, add your vote, and we'll tell him up next week. And if you can't get to Discord, send something in Reddit. Send something on the D3 forums. I'll check those places.
All right. That is brought to you, as always, by Terrified.
Ah!
Wow.
That's awesome.
Ian, do you have Steam open?
Oh, I am in the process of opening it. It is currently 23:47, 100% opened.
Was it something, the 94, 100% pure? What was the combination of the save?
It was something
oh, I hear
like
what
that.
You're saying, and I don't know. Wait, that's not where this lives. Where are these tokens? I just want to open one. Ooh.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
The showdown the is really reworked. Tight. You got to go vote, people.
What's that? Oh, the voting.
Yeah.
Recently reworked Wiccan.
Oh, I remember him.
Yep.
I got six.
I also have six.
Would you like to go first or second?
I don't know. Are you going to hog up all the fives?
Boy, I wish. All it's right, your birthday, well, so the option is yours.
You go ahead.
All right. Number one. Oh, my. You didn't want this. The first one's Nebula. Number two, Defrocked Mordo. Three is a purple. Moon Knight croissants. Then we go back to four stars. Moon Knight, Fist of Khonshu. Back-to-back Moon Knights here. Then we got Prowler. And the last one, oh, two purples. That's nice. Oh, Moon Knight Moon Shadow.
Yeesh.
So two Moon Knight covers.
Yeah, that's what I need. Two Moon Knights.
That was nice.
Sorry, Ray.
Yeah.
That got my Moon Knight straight into the poop house. 1-1-1.
Nice.
All right. Let's see if I can have the same luck here. We got six. We'll start with a four-star North Star.
Yes.
Number two is purple, but it is Gargantos Tentacle Teeth. That's gross. Tentacle Teeth? That's...
Mm-hmm.
All right, back to four stars. MODOK. Another four, Shuri, Lockjaw, and Thanos.
Ugh.
Now, that did give me a bonus to my Moon Knight, 50 five-star shards for nice. Moon Knight, so that helps a little bit. But right. I still need two more covers for my Moon Knight before he leaves.
You guys started off so close. Like you both opened with Nebula and North Star.
Yeah, they're both terrible.
Like, yeah, they were both equally bemoaned, and then like right into the purples, and I was like, oh, here it goes. And then you got edged out.
Alright, so
edged out by two covers.
That's right. That's the tokens, brought to you as always by this guy.
This guy.
Ian, what's on the podcast network?
Oh, I'm not sure, but the best way to find out is to go to the soon-to-be-named network, soontobenamednetwork.com. This podcast has teamed up with many other fine podcasts to bring you as many options as we can handle. Soon-to-be-named network at soontobenamednetwork.com.
Is there anything else for the good of the order?
Yes. So let's go back to my original derailment.
Okay. Yep, hit me.
Well, first, it'll be a good segue, because the first is good news. Today was a big day in my family's household. Mm-hmm. Today, my son received his first set of dice.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I had to explain to him how percentiles worked, and he was really excited.
Nice.
So that being said, this is only partially related to that. I am having, I don't know if it's an existential crisis, but I'm no longer able to comprehend how the undead work. And I mean it in this sense. To the best of my understanding, undead armies, specifically skeletons and such,
mm-hmm.
are simply reanimated skeletons powered by some sort of dark sorcerer or lich's magic.
Sure.
Am I on the right track, at least? Yeah. Am I to believe that the sorcerer's magic, or is the sorcerer's mind, is so potent that he can divide his attention and will between tens of thousands of different troops and get each one of them to act independently? Like, why aren't they like a set of like 1,000 marionettes? I don't understand how they have their own independent thoughts and actions and will. And I also don't understand how they're not unstoppable. Like, I don't understand how you can even damage a skeleton with a piercing weapon.
Well, are we talking 5th edition?
No.
Okay.
In the world. Reality.
Okay, well, in previous things, yes, piercing didn't really work. You had to use, bludgeoning was what you wanted to break up a skeleton.
Sure.
But in general, your skeletons and things are fairly mindless, and you're just kind of given a, if someone comes into this room, do something about that. They don't really do anything else except stand there most of the time.
Even in an undead horde or an undead army?
No. So if you have a necromancer who is currently actively doing things,
right?
He can make them do things while he's near them. But if they're, away somewhere in a dungeon, he doesn't like get to tell them what to do from miles away.
Right.
Sure. I guess I'm trying to figure out that why they each have like a level of autonomy and they're not like a group of stitched together marionettes.
Well, I don't know. What's your reference? What are you?
So any fantasy scenario where an army of undead is coming to attack, what remains of the humans? It's not like, a marching in unison group of skeletons that all swing the sword at the exact same time. I don't understand how they're, because you've got tens of thousands of troops and they're all acting independently. I can't perceive a force of intelligence or will that could handle that much being split in that many directions that effectively.
So they have, generally they have a limited intelligence, but you can give them instructions, as in if somebody enters this room, fight that person. And so they'll attack independently, but they're following that one fairly simple instruction. Okay. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So if you just tell a big pile of them, go murder people in that town, they'll be like, all right. And they'll wander off to that town, but he's not independently saying, you attack, the lady in red, you attack the guy over here. They're just going to attack whatever they can get to.
So, and then, well, what percentage, in your opinion, of their mobility would you need to bludgeon before they are ineffective? Like, I can't imagine there's a reason a skeleton would be slowed down by the loss of a limb.
Well, they lose a leg, it'll slow them down.
Yeah.
Sure, they'll have to, like, pogo stick right. at you, but, you know, they're not going to be like, ow.
Correct.
This is, I don't want that to happen to my other leg. Please don't do that.
Yep.
I don't know. I've just been having an undead existential crisis.
Yeah, I mean, if you've got, you know, like,
feel like
they
some
big...
would be virtually unstoppable, and they're treated more like chumps.
Well, I mean, low-level undead are more like chumps, yes.
Yeah, I
it does,
I think that's
it does
wrong.
Not take a lot of
I feel
a
like
lot of
being misrepresented.
It does not take a lot of damage to break up a fairly weak skeleton.
Hmm.
But you know there are higher levels of undead, and you know those.
Well, yeah,
do much more things.
Once you get into sentient undead, then all bets are off.
Yeah. Skeletons and zombies are way at the bottom of the undead chart.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Good.
Nothing. I'll deal with it.
All right.
It's a lot to process.
In that case, I want to thank everybody for joining us this week. PuzzleWarriors3.com. If you'd like to write Ian a dissertation on how undead work in your universe, please send it along. Comment suggestions, we always love to hear. You can go to our page. It's Prime Day still. You could go to our Amazon banner, click on that, and buy yourself some Primey stuff. And we might get a little bit out of that. That'd be nice. But that's it. Goodbye for now. Remember, kids, let slip the dogs of war. Good night, everybody.
Goodbye, friends.
Good night.